Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. We were discussing the qualities of a Muslim businessman, a Muslim professional, and the sifat, qualities, attributes that he should have within him to gain the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, barakah, blessings, sukoon, itminan, and a blissful life in this world, fil jannat. In regards to this, Hammad bin Zayd rahimahullah ta'ala says that no businessman, no professional, no trader will become poor. Poverty will never become his lot unless and until he falls into one of these following sins and vices. As long as he's safe from these following nine vices, sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from poverty. Allah will bless him. And amongst the nine, he mentioned futile acts, that those things, they don't concern a Muslim. Then speaking lies, false promises, deception to deceive. And misappropriation, number five, misappropriation. Amongst the nine, number five is misappropriation. And this also, a hadith in regards to misappropriation, or using funds without any authority, whether it be a partnership, family business, miras, inheritance, that a person gets involved in misappropriation of funds, whether it be property also. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned more or less that a person who will misappropriate funds or any property of another Muslim brother, of anyone, be to the extent of a needle also, he misappropriates, he takes something without due right. To the extent of a needle on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will oblige him to reproduce a needle in repayment. Qiyamah day, there's no needle. He will be taken to task even for that amount, for one needle that he took. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that person who misappropriates, or he will take without authority, a piece of land, a plot, to the extent of one shibr. One shibr, they say, from the tip of the index finger till the end of your palm, so to say. They say, egg balish. To that amount of land he takes without permission, without authority, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him to sink into the ground till the depths of the earth. He wanted the piece of land, now take how much you want, till the end of the earth. We can imagine now the pain he will go through when he will be sunk into the ground, right till the bottom of the earth. He just took a portion of land. Sometimes we find this misappropriation, that a person is building and he goes beyond his building line. He goes to the neighbor's property and he regards it to be something small. He tells, a few centimeters only, what are you crying about? Qiyamah's day, you will cry for that. If the neighbor is crying and didn't give you permission, Qiyamah's day, Allah Ta'ala save us, you will cry because of that one piece of land you took from him. For your driveway, for a staircase, whatever it may be. But nowadays it becomes something which is trivial, something small, nothing serious. Businesses also, we just want to put an awning, but it's way to the neighbor's property. Say nothing serious. If it doesn't suit you, you don't like it, then we'll just break it after that. But is that happy about it? The Hadith Sharif is explicit also, لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بيدي بنفسه. That the wealth of a Muslim brother, is that halal for you? لا يحل. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam says, not halal for you. The wealth of your Muslim brother, not halal for you, except if his heart is happy. If his heart is not happy, then that wealth for you is haram, you can't take it. Be it a person's sister, brother, family member, be it the neighbor, be a partner also. Partnerships are very nazuk, very, very sensitive. Hisab kitab has to be done, everything above board. To the extent of the needle also. وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. Quran says explicitly that ensure there is an upright, just person recording your transactions. When you go into a partnership, there are ulama available, alhamdulillah. Go to them, drop the partnership for us. There are plenty of fatwa departments, we can go to them. We want to go into a partnership, how are we going to do it? But there are certain partnerships that have become very common amongst the people. No, we can do it. Everybody is doing it. But the reality is that this has become a riba transaction, interest. There's a misappropriation. Without due right, you are taking something from their partnership. Qiyamah's day, you don't answer then. So, Hammad bin Zayd rahimahullah says, a person, a businessman, professional, gets involved in any of these vices, these sins, then he says poverty will become his lot. Although he'll have plenty of wealth, but the way he's working like a pauper, as if he doesn't have anything. But he has everything in his life. On the contrary, you find a person that he has a meager income, but is absolutely halal, and that income now is allowing him to get his salah or jama'at 5 times a day. It's allowing him to go for his ghusl and his 3 days and his 40 days and 4 months. And you think, this brother, how is he hardly working, but he's still going in the path of Allah? I've got to work the entire year to plan a 3-week holiday. And that too at full cost. He's spending 4 months or 40 days with a quarter of what I'm paying for my holiday. Where is he getting the barakat from? That is the general rule, but we can understand now that a person is doing halal, is that getting involved in vices, in futile acts, in speaking lies, in false promises, deception, misappropriation. I will just complete the few other points. Jealousy, missing salah wa jama'ah, missing the gatherings of knowledge, ta'lim is taking place, and following worldly desires. These are 9 points. A person saves himself from these 9, then he will be guaranteed from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will save him, and not only him. To the extent, mufassirin say that person now who will save himself from these vices, come unto taqwa, unto a'mal, that he will be Allah conscious in regards to his income, how he's earning it, where he's spending it, in regards to his family. Then they say the person will come unto piety and taqwa and salah, and unto the effort of deen, then 7 generations of his will enjoy the barakat of this. 7 generations. And very quickly we find this in the story of Ashabul Kaf in Surah Al-Kaf. Khadir Ali Salatu Salam, which you call Khizr. Khadir Ali Salatu Salam and Musa Ali Salatu Salam, when they came to a certain town and they asked the people to host them and they refused to host them. As they left the town, then there was a wall that was falling. Ammal Jidar comes in the Quran Sharif 16 para. That wall is about to fall. Khadir Ali Salatu Salam repaired the wall. Musa Ali Salatu Salam objected that these people refused to host us, but now you're repairing the wall for them. Later on, then he mentioned to him, and he said, as for this wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ, that under this wall there was a treasure that was buried for 2 yatim and 2 orphans of this town. Mufassirin Alama Arusi Rahmatullah Ali says, in tafsir of this ayat, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, that their parents or their forefathers were pious people. So Quran says that their forefathers were pious people. Alama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali says it was not their grandfather or great grandfather. It was a great great grandfather going 7 generations up because of his taqwa, because of his piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 2 anbiya alayhi salam, 2 messengers, 2 prophets, Khizr alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, to go and protect the wealth of these 2 orphans. Allah has a system. Because they protected themselves, they didn't get involved in vice, Allah guaranteed the poverty will not come to your generations. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah.